Well, the head of the National Unity Party of Afghanistan has called for an immediate withdrawal of all U.S.-led NATO forces from the country. Bismillah Shir has accused the U.S. and its allies of adopting double standards. Shir said that U.S. forces are not staying in Afghanistan to fight against Taliban militants, but that Washington is in fact pursuing its own interests in the region. He also criticized American forces for killing civilians in their military operations. Well, Mr. Bismillah Shir himself now joins us live from Kabul. He is the head of the National Wefaq Milli Party. Mr. Shir, thanks a lot for joining us here on Press TV. Appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. I wanted to ask you, why exactly do you want U.S.-led forces to go? Many people say that without the U.S. help, Afghanistan cannot remain stable.
Thank you very much for giving me a time from Peace TV. Because, you know, so far until now, in 12 years, and we are getting killed in Afghanistan, and poor people, and we were waiting really for peace and bringing to justice to Afghanistan, and, you know, American government and NATO come to Afghanistan, and everybody was happy to, they are bringing some change to Afghanistan. But we don't see in 12 years, just we are dying, every civilian die in Afghanistan, men and children, women, and we don't have any future. Because if this is the case, we have this kind of weak government and they don't have the policy. And when you go in the government and there is, they are asking money in front of everybody. But you know how we can say, and we have enjoyed from coming from UAE in Afghanistan and billions of dollars come to Afghanistan, but we don't have anything. Like when you see the streets and how they're making, you know, nobody can see. Everybody, they are just getting advantage from our country, from our nation. But there is a Taliban, and Taliban killing the civilian people and the government people, and then the US soldier and US also killing the name of the Taliban. And but what we have a future? If this is the case, we don't want anybody in our country because they have to leave. Because when the killing is in going on in Afghanistan in everywhere, and we don't have future. Why we can say and U.S. in our country we have a hope, but you know every Afghan people everywhere they don't have any hope. Because that's why I am one of the you know person of in Afghanistan. You know I live in Afghanistan. I know what the people says. We want peace. We don't want war. But nobody listening to us, and everybody getting advantage, and they are playing double role, you know. But this is already we are tired of this, because this is better if they go behind this government and following them and give and keep them in the government. And we cannot. How do we can say you know the U.S. has to be in here? They make already 7 or 9 bases in Afghanistan for what? And why they come to our country for what they promised to us, bringing peace, and they were helping us having good government, and they were helping us to, and drugs have to be finished, and also the tourist has to be finished. But where is this? But everything is there, but we have even our civilian people, and there are millions of people, and men and women and children, and they have on drugs, and on and under the you know the bridges they're living. There is no work. There is nothing on. We can say we have a future. That's why if the government of America of the world they want to stay in Afghanistan, they have to have some kind of future for Afghanistan. They have to show us something. But there is nothing. When there is nothing, it's better to leave Afghanistan the way it is. We have to find our way to how to live. Because already we had a life before, and we will find our way. We will get our freedom. We will live. Afghanistan have a history in the world, and they know this is not the means, you know, everybody come in here, they promise, but the promise is not there. That's why.
Okay, I just have time for one more question, Mr. Shir. We just have a minute, so if you could keep this brief. I wanted to ask about governance in Afghanistan. Do you believe going forward then, if the U.S.-led forces leave, that Afghans can govern themselves?
Of course, when U.S. is there, they're just there. Who is helping them? They are paying the money, but that's true. You know, we have an army, we have a police, But where is the future of the police? Every day we are getting killed, you know, police getting killed, and inside in our country, and we know with the plane, with the helicopter, you know, they drop the Taliban somewhere else, and nobody knows, nobody can give us to who is these people to do this. And some people in the name of the, you know, peace, and they're taking the Taliban out from the jail and send them back, and they're killing us back, and we don't know. But we don't want this kind of future, because Afghan nation is tired of this kind of double faces. But we want truth from our government. We want truth from the U.S. and tell us the truth to Afghanistan and what they want to Afghanistan, what they come, because all the taxpayer money bringing to Afghanistan, where is it? Where is the $1 billion? Where they spend it? But Afghan people is they don't have a job. We don't have any base of, you know, to there is no job for the people, for the young people. Everybody just going refugee, going to Pakistan and going to Iran and going different places. And because there is no hope, and we want future. But if they want to stay in Afghanistan, and they have to be with the people of Afghanistan, not with the Taliban, not with the government, what they bringing this kind of government. And everybody knows the first in the world, this, you know, corruption is going in the government, because this is not right for us. We cannot wait anymore.
Okay, Mr. Scheer, we'll have to leave it there for now. But, of course, as I said, we appreciate your taking your time out to speak to us. That was Mr. Bismillah Scheer, head of the National Wefaq Milli Party, speaking to us live from the Afghan capital, Kabul.